The Clash and Rock the Casbah on Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. I'm Kevin Fell. James Colbat is in studio with me. Now, you have developed a board game, James. Tell me a little bit about Digits.
Well, Digits, in fact, this is a perfect day for it, a rainy day when you want to pull out the games. It's a very simple game. It's influenced by such games as Snakes and Ladders and Parcheesi in terms of the simple rules. But it emerged from a class project that I gave my art students down in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, back in 2004, Kevin. And the results of that were not particularly pleasing from this one couple of fellows who brought their assignment in. But they did present me with a shape, the hand, the shape of a hand. And so I went away and was inspired to do an adaptation of that based on "This Little Piggy Went to Market, This Little Piggy Went Home." Well, fast forward to just 7 months ago, and I was talking about the game to my sister-in-law, and she said, "But James, don't you remember that that was for being played on the toes of babies, not on hands?" And so I looked at the game again. I liked what I saw. I put it away for quite a while, and since that time, it has emerged with the contributions of several people from the area. One group, a farm group out Barnum way, giving their ideas. They were absolutely amazingly helpful in the last stages of what has become this game. Then my daughter-in-law over in London said one time when we were playing, "My father up in Deep River could really do something with that on the computer." And so I sent it off to Doug, who had been a career graphic designer, computer graphic designer, for 35 years with Atomic Energy Canada. And he was delighted to add to the game his expertise to produce what we now have as the game.
That's fantastic, James. Now explain the premise of the game. How do you play it? How do you win?
There's always a winner, of course, for any game, isn't there, Kevin?
Absolutely. That's the point.
And I've had people come along and said, "But if you're competitive, what's the value of this game?" And that's my answer. There's always a winner. But one of the things that I've been encouraging, the more players there are, the more exciting the game becomes, because there are different surprises and pitfalls and setbacks and so on. In the game, as well as encouraging you to go forward. But the premise, you go up from the heel of the palm. When you have your palm facing upwards, you go up the outside to the pinky, and then around each finger. Each finger is split in two, and then home is the thumb. But as I mentioned earlier, with Snakes and Ladders, you had to do the game properly. You had to, and it's a dice game, two dice are in each package, but you can use one or two. But if you roll accurately, you win. If you do not roll accurately, you go down the outside of the thumb and go back around again. And that could take you anywhere because of how the board is designed. One of the pitfalls.
Absolutely. All right, so if people are interested in buying Digits, where can they pick it up?
At the market. I had the launch last week, and it was delightful. I've told a few people what was exciting particularly about that, not so much the sales as the sparkle in the eye of those who came and did buy the game. Particularly, I will never forget a couple of young fellows who were coming from a hockey practice and just happened by the booth, and they looked at it. Their father encouraged them to have a try, roll the dice, see what you think. And then off they went to have a talk about whether they would have the game or not. They came back with the money. Dad didn't come with them. They came and they bought the game, took it away, and I haven't heard yet how they enjoyed the game. But if it follows all the excitement that we've had playing this game and hearing about people playing the game in different places, it's well tested. That I'm sure they've had a good time.
Perfect, James. Thank you so much for popping by. You can pick up Digits, the board game at the Farmers Market this Saturday?
This Saturday and up to Christmas, and I expect afterwards.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.